The first shrimp catch since the start of the Gulf oil spill is now in and headed to market. A.C. Cooper is the owner of the commercial shrimper, the Lacey K. He's also the vice president of the Louisiana Shrimpers Association, and we've spoken to him a number of times in the past. We caught up with him at his home where he just got off his boat and was working on some nets. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How did it feel to be back out on the water and shrimping again?
Oh, it feels good. It's something that you don't forget, and you really like to be out there, so it feels really good.
How was the catch?
It was poor. We don't know what happened. The shrimp wasn't as plentiful as we thought it was. We had more fish than we had shrimp, so it wasn't what we anticipated.
What was it like for you as you went through this process of getting your nets together, getting your crew together, heading out onto the open water? Help me understand what that must have been like after so many months off the water.
Well, it's a lot of process. I had my boat working for BP, so we had to start from scratch, put everything back on, and get our nets ready, put all our box, ice box, and get ice and fuel. And it was a process that we normally go through at this time of the year. Well, at the beginning of the year, this time of the year, we'd be already doing it. But it's a big process, and it was time to go. It's time for all of us to go back to work, but we just don't have the area open at this time.
So the first catch, help me understand how you actually bring shrimp in, because I'm betting a lot of our listeners eat shrimp, enjoy shrimp, but don't know a whole lot about the process.
Well, what we use is skimmers, 16 foot out and 12 foot deep. And then we use a heavy weight on the inside. And what it does, the heavy weight drags this net to the bottom. And then we have a tickle chain, we call. It drags in front of the net, and it makes the shrimp jump up. And then when the shrimp jump up, the net swoops behind it and picks them up. It's kind of like a vacuum the water out, or sucking the bottom up and sweeping it up. And we just push around the bay until we find them.
You know, there were concerns that the oil, which has dissipated, though, would sink, that there might be a different story to be told well beneath the surface. Do the shrimp help tell that story?
Yes, ma'am. When they let me go last Friday, and the day they let me go, I found all on the bottom in the same areas that I was working at, which I worked at 2 months and never even seen this all. So we have a lot of areas like that. When they sunk this all, the Coast Guard kept saying it's a trade-off. And like we screamed and hollered from the beginning, that the only trade-off it is to lose our industry. So we've got to be very careful when we talk about all going. It's not going. They just sunk it.
So what does this mean for the bounty of seafood that you pull out of the ocean? What does that mean for the shrimp and the oysters and the crabs, which often live near the bottom of the ocean?
We don't know what's going to happen. Nobody can tell us what's going to happen in the future. Look, this is the largest oil spill in history. We had little spills in the area. It took 8-10 months just to clean up the top where they never sunk it. So with all this oil, with NOAA says 75% gone, come on, Al. It's gone, all right. It's out of sight, out of mind.
A.C. Cooper, I have to ask you about the shrimp that you pulled out of the water today. Will those shrimp make their way to your table or to somebody's table? Are they safe to eat?
Yes, ma'am. I took some home and I ate them personally, and I can guarantee you they are good. And that's what we all need to make sure of. All it's going to take is one batch of bad shrimp to get in there. We may never, ever sell another shrimp for 10, 12 years, and I can't afford for that to happen.
A.C. Cooper, good to talk to you again. You take care.
Yeah, thank you.
That's A.C. Cooper. He's the owner of the commercial shrimper, the Lacey K. He's also the vice president of the Louisiana Shrimpers Association.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.